Welcome to the inaugural podcast of The Building Manager, recorded in Melbourne, Australia, through Anchor by Spotify. And g'day to you all, my name is Matt Osborne. I've been in the building management industry since around about 2007, having started as a hotel manager, working my way through the ranks, moving me to South Australia in Adelaide, where I was assisting five building managers, or hotel managers, I guess you could say then, through their careers, moving over to Victoria here in Melbourne, where I became an owner's corporation manager or body corporate manager, followed by facilities management, working my way into a national role where I was overseeing properties from Perth to Adelaide and also here in Melbourne. I look forward to talking to you all about different aspects of the building management role over the period of time that we've got with each other. Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and I'm sure that you'll be able to get something out of it. You can send me an email at matt@elitebma.com, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have out of today's podcast. Welcome to The Building Manager. I've had some great experiences in my time as a building manager, and in some circumstances, a hotel manager. That's where I think sometimes that this particular industry can get very, very confusing. I remember a building that I was working in Brisbane where the committee wanted me to be called the building manager, not the hotel manager. Not that that's a bad thing, but in some circumstances, it's very important to recognise, I feel, the differences between one and the other. That'll be in one of the episodes that I'll be sharing with you over the time together. However, today I just wanted to talk to you about the many hats that a building manager wears, as this will really be a lead up to where this show will be going to for you. My experience really shows that as a building manager, you've got to have the hat of a communicator, the hat of understanding the different regulations and laws of strata management, owners corporation, if that's the case here in Melbourne, a hat of being a psychologist sometimes for your staff, a hat of security, that's for the people that you don't want in your building, of course, having difficulty with. You also got to have a hat of a cleaner, maintenance worker, facility manager, and goodness knows what else. I'm sure you building managers can certainly understand what I'm talking about here. Many hats that you can wear as a building manager are very, very vital to their roles. Over the time throughout the podcasts that I'll be delivering to you, I'll be bringing to you people from all sorts of industries, such as real estate, cleaning, owners corporation and body corporate. I'll bring you a couple of building managers so that they can really give an insight into the day-to-day activities that they perform. I'll be able to introduce to you some hotel managers, so perhaps you might be able to compare them. Let's see what that comes out when you send me some emails. I'll be able to introduce you to other people, such as people from the fire industry services, plumbing services, electrical services, and I'm sure that I can come up with a few others down the track. In the meantime, this is the inaugural podcast of The Building Manager, where I really just wanted to introduce myself, Matt Osborne, as your host. Thanks very much for your time. Thanks for listening to the inaugural podcast of The Building Manager. My name's Matt Osborne. Should you wish to reach out to me, you can do so through my email, which is matt@elitebma.com. That's matt@elitebma.com. Next week, we'll have a special guest on the show talking to you about how they can influence the building management industry and perhaps provide you with some services. Big shout out to all you building managers out there doing yourselves a great job. Thanks for looking after everyone in your buildings. This has been The Building Manager. My name's Matt Osborne. Have yourselves a great day. Speak to you next week. Bye for now.